Wednesday, 33rd week, Ordinary Time 1. First reading from the second book of Maccabees, chapter 7, verse 1 and 20 to 31. It happened also that seven brothers and their mother were arrested and were being compelled by the king under torture with whips and cords to partake of unlawful swine flesh. The matter was especially admirable and worthy of honorable memory, though she saw her seven sons perish within a single day. She bore it with good courage because of her hope in the Lord. She encouraged each of them in the language of their father. Filled with a noble spirit, she fired her women reasoning with a man's courage and said to them, "I do not know how you came into the being in my womb. It was not I who gave you life and breath, nor I who set in order the elements within each of you. Therefore, the Creator of the world, who shaped the beginning of man and divided the origin of all things, will in his mercy give life and breath back to you again. Since you now forget yourself for the sake of his laws." Antiochus felt that he was being treated with contempt, and he was suspicious of her reproachful tone. The younger brother being still alive, Antiochus not only appealed to him in words, but promised with oath that he would make him rich and enviable if he would turn from the ways of his father, and that he would take him for his friend and entrusted him with public affairs. Since the young man would not listen to him at all, the king called the mother to him and urged her to advise the youth to save himself. After much urging on his part, she undertook to persuade her son. But leaning close to him, she spoke in their native tongue as follows, deriding the cruel tyrant. "My son, have pity on me. I carried you 9 months in my womb and nursed you for 3 years and have reared you and brought you up to this point in your life and have taken care of you. I beseech you, my child, to look at the heaven and the earth and see everything that is in them, and recognize that God did not make them out of things that existed. Thus also mankind comes into being. Do not fear this butcher, but rope worthy of your brothers. Accept death, so that in God's mercy I may get you back again with your brothers." While she was still speaking, the young man said, "What are you waiting for? I will not obey the king's command, but I obey the command of the Lord that was given to our father to Moses. But you have contrived all sort of evil against the Hebrews, will certainly not escape the hands of God." The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 19, verses 11 to 28. As they heard these things, he proceeded to tell a parable, because he was near to Jerusalem, and because they supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately. He said, therefore, a nobleman went into a far country to receive a kingdom and then return. Calling 10 of his servants, he gave them 10 pounds and said to them, trade with these till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent an embassy after him, saying, we do not want this man to reign over us. When he returned, having received the kingdom, he commanded the servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by trading. The first came before him, saying, Lord, your pound had made 10 pounds more. And he said to him, well done, good servant, because you have been faithful in a very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, your pound had made 5 pounds. And he said to him, and you are to be over 5 cities. Then another came, saying, Lord, here is the pound which I kept laid away in a napkin. For I was afraid of you, because you are a severe man. You take up what you did not lay down, and reap what you did not sow. He said to him, I will condemn you out of your own mouth, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a severe man, taking up what I did not lay down and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money into the bank, and at my coming I should have collected it with interest? And she said to those who stood by, take the pound from him, and give it to him who had 10 pounds. And they said to him, Lord, he had 10 pounds. I tell you that to everyone who had will more be given, but from him who had not, even what he had will be taken away. But as for the enemies of mine, who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slay them before me. And when he had said it, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. Sharing of the reading, first the theme. We must return to God, both the principle and the interest. The end of the year is the time to do bookkeeping in corporations, companies, schools, to find out what are profit and strong points needed to develop further, and what are the loss and weak points needed to omit. This is also the time for each of us to examine our life with God, to find out if we build up or cause damage for the kingdom of God this year. What is good, we need to develop it more. What is bad, we must terminate it right away. Today, reading shows us many good and bad examples of ancient people when they viewed God's gifts. In the first reading, a very courageous mother had advised her children and witnessed 7 sons who accepted their death to witness for God. Why the king Antiochus misused his power to kill God's children? In the gospel, a master, after a long absence, called his servants to settle their account with him. Second analysis. First reading. Accept death so that in God's mercy I may get you back again with your brothers. A third point. A pious mother and seven heroic sons. There were seven brothers, and their mother were arrested and were being compelled by the king under torture with whip and cord to partake of unlawful swine flesh. Third, the mother advised. Blessings come from a pious mother. Children know how to revere God in the results of their mother's instruction and advice. The mother of seven sons of Maccabees showed a strong faith and a firm hope in God when she advised her sons, I do not know how you came into being in my womb. It was not I who gave you life and breath, nor I who set in order the elements within each of you. Therefore, the Creator of the world, who shaped the beginning of man and divided the origin of all things, will in his mercy give life and breath back to you again, since you now forget yourself for the sake of his laws. Second, the young son brave spirit. After witnessing the painful death of his brothers, heard all the king promised and his mother wise advice, the young son said to the king and his soldiers, what are you waiting for? I will not obey the king's command, but I obey the command of the law that was given to our fathers through Moses. But you, who have conceived all sorts of evil against the Hebrews, will certainly not escape the hand of God. Second point, Antiochus' plan of persecuting the Jews. In opposing to the faith of the mother and her seven Maccabean, the eccentric and absurd king Antiochus believed he had power over human life. He thought he could change people's faith in God by threat, wicked persecution, reward, ranking, and death, but he miserably failed. Because they chose to be loyal to God, they also warned him about what would be waiting for him in the next life. Second, the gospel. The Day of Judgment. This parable is similar at Matthew parable. See Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. The differences between them are in Luke. We know the reason why a nobleman went into a far country to receive a kingdom and the people's attitude. But his citizens hated him and sent an embassy after him, saying, we do not want this man to reign over. This is a historical event which was reported in the Jewish history. After King Herod the Great died, He divided his kingdom into three territories for his three sons, Antipas, the Galilee region, Philip, the Jordan region, and Archelaus, the Judah region. This decision must be approved by the Emperor Augustus of Rome. When Archelaus went to Rome to ask for the Emperor's approval, the Jews also sent a delegation of 50 people to Rome to voice their will. We do not want this man to reign over us. The result happened if the Emperor Augustus approved Archelaus to be a king governed Judah. Jesus' audience knew about this historical event. This parable wanted to emphasize three things. First, God believed in man. The nobleman did not set an amount of profit. He led his servants to determine that amount depending on their ability. He was not present to check on them or to give advice. He traveled far away, so they were completely free to decide and to work. Second, men must settle their accounts with God. Money is given to have a profit, not to be wasted. The more important point is for his servant to show their ability. When the nobleman returned, having received the kingdom, he commanded the servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him that he might know what they had gained by trading. The first came before him saying, "Lord, your pound had made 10 pounds more." And he said to him, "Well done, servant. Because you have been faithful in a very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, "Lord, your pound had made 5 pounds more." And he said to him, "And you are to be over 5 cities. Then another came, saying, "Lord, here is your pound, which I kept laid away in a napkin, for I was afraid of you, because you are a severe man. You take up what you did not lay down, and reap what you did not sow." He said to him, "I will condemn you out of your own mouth, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a severe man, taking up what I did not lay down and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money into the bank? And at my coming, I should have collected it with interest." And he said to those who stood by, "Take the pound from him and give it to him who had the 10 pounds. And they said to him, "Lord, he had 10 pounds. I tell you, to everyone who had will more be given, but from him who had not, even what he had will be taken away." Third, the reward and punishment. The result showed the servant's ability and the master's evaluation. Whoever saw he lived worthy of God's church at the first and the second servant, God will church and give him more responsibilities, since he know that one will fulfill his duty. But if someone did not live worthy of God's church and found a reason to cover his laziness by claiming on him at the third person, How can God church him and give him more responsibility? He will take back all that were given to him and give to those who know how to make a profit for him. Experience is a rope for this point. If people did not practice what they had learned, they would gradually lose them. But if they put them into practice, they will acquire more knowledge and have more experience. Application in life. God created human beings and all things in the cosmos. He gave all to men so that they can govern the cosmos with him. Men are not owners. They are just stewards and must settle their accounts with God in the day of judgment. We need to know the reason God sent each of us into this life. That is for us to show our faith and love for him through what we do for ourselves and others. Amen.